Something.
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 No, seventh.
Seventh.
Something.
Oh, dear. Uh-huh. I don't know.
Never good enough
cool.
for Steve.
That was nice, though.
Something.
Oh, I don't, I can't do.
Hello.
On command, I meant to say.
Oh. Yeah, something, yeah, yeah, yeah. Something,
I was gonna
something.
Add in the other we're not seven. It appears to be recording. So.
Welcome to the Piney Pastors Podcast, the elders meeting after show where we hang out to discuss theology and issues relevant to covenant members at Piney Ridge Church in Wentzville, Missouri. It's like a Bible study, covenant members gathering, elders hangout, and talk show all wrapped up into one. And it's all about making disciples of Jesus Christ. So grab another cup of coffee and let's get started.
Welcome to another edition of the Piney Pastors Podcast. I'm Steve Haupt, and we also have here our silent partner, Nathan Smith, Jason
I'm
Myers.
Not silent. I have a microphone.
Well,
and
he's quieter.
Yes. And I always forget what to call you. Pastor candidate?
Pastoral Level candidate, new. Yeah.
Pastoral yep. candidate Eric Elves is with us today. And we're recording this on November 21st. We had our Night of Thanks two nights ago in our auditorium. And so this is our In Case You Missed It podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We will go over a few things that we did for our covenant members that couldn't be there on Sunday night. First of all, we want to give a shout out to Tanya Neighbor and the events team.
Woohoo!
Shout.
Yeah,
and then cough.
This is why Nathan is silent. Yes, yeah. If you hear any coughing, it's likely him. And they did a fantastic job putting it on. Give a shout out to the people of Piney Ridge Church. We had plenty of food.
No good food.
Yep, mm-hmm. I served the ham.
Delicious.
There were no green eggs to go with it.
No,
but we had. We had a little bit left over, but we put a pretty good dent in it. Mm-hmm. And then we all got together in the auditorium after eating, and we saw a wonderful, wonderful presentation by the communications team.
Yeah.
On
so good.
On getting onto the Church Center app, and we could probably make that link available if we wanted to.
Yeah, I mean, it's the communications team.
Yeah,
got to communicate.
We could let them
about the communications.
We'll let them
team.
Communications team. If any of you are listening to this, if you would like to make that,
I mean,
link
if they're listening, of course they're listening.
Available to the church, you can do that. Had some musical worship.
We did,
and it was just. It's just I guess I'm prejudiced. I like musical worship, but And
I thought you were talking about the doxology.
No, that was rather
that
weak.
Was near the top.
A little biased, but that was the best part.
That was weak.
If you weren't there, Steve sang the doxology for us at the end, and did a wonderful job.
And then I led in singing the
there
doxology.
Yeah.
And then Jason gave the address, and I thought he did a great job. It was based on Psalm 100. And so, Jason, you want to give us just, don't give us the whole sermon, but just give us some highlights.
The whole sermon was the highlight, Steve.
Oh.
Just, okay, fine. I'll give you just some bits. Yes. So we just talked about looking back and giving thanks over this past year that God has been gracious to us individually, but also as a church. And so just looking back and being grateful to him for all that he's given us and named some things, but only a few. But there is a lot, much to be thankful for Piney Ridge Church, for sure. But then talked about looking forward with hope. And in this next year, looking forward with hope as a church, hope that God is going to continue his steadfast love and be faithful to us as he has promised. We talked about for us. That means planning. What are some things that we believe that we could and should be doing as a church? And we mentioned in particular outreach and evangelism, some ways we can be growing in that as a church. And so we talked about maybe just continuing a lot of things we're doing, cultivating some things that we're doing, that is leveraging them towards more outreach focus in some ways, and then creating some things. Maybe starting, we talked about taking a trip to, a mission trip to Indonesia in the fall. Talked about doing maybe some evangelism training again in the fall, and having a some other opportunities for us as a church to be reaching out to those around us, particularly connecting with them in order to share the gospel, but also just serving them and meeting needs and loving people with the love of Christ. And one of the things that Tanya brought up and then I brought up again was our desire as pastors to equip the saints for the work of ministry is by not always being the ones that have all the ideas. We know that we don't always have, we don't have all the giftings. We don't have all the passions. We don't see all the needs and all the opportunities. And so we want our people to come to us with things. And they've done that over the years. And several of the ministries that we're doing as a church, and some of those outreach focused, have been brought to us by people in our church. And so we're thankful for that and want to encourage you to continue doing that. So, yeah, we look back with thanks. We look forward with hope. And then we look to the Lord with joy. And Psalm 100 says we are to serve the Lord with gladness. So I just talked about what that looks like, what it looks like to serve not just for the Lord, but with the Lord and enjoying him in that process. So that it is, that's the message in a nutshell.
A synopsis.
Yes.
I think that's a key piece, what you said about for people that maybe look, for members of our church, that maybe look at our church and they say, boy, we should be doing X. And I'm unhappy because we don't do enough of these, or we don't have as many opportunities to do this. Rather than getting upset about that and thinking, well, I'm going to go look for another church, rather we encourage you to be part of the solution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We encourage you to say, hey, I think that we are lacking in this area, and come to the pastors or come to the deacons and say, I would like to lead out in this. I would like to, or I would like to join together with other like-minded people and lead out in this area. More than likely, we would bless that and come alongside you and say, yes, how can we help? And so if that's you, if you're thinking that I would love Piney Ridge Church to be more active in certain areas, then come to us and tell us what your ideas are.
What about goat yoga?
If someone brought that to us
as an outreach, would we bless that?
I don't know about goats. I think Ryan Heider would be the one to talk to about that.
Oh, yeah. It came up in conversation recently, so I was just wondering if we would bless.
It depends on how many goat yoga people there
are
in our community.
That's why I said more than likely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, right. There's a caveat. Okay.
Yeah. Goats need to hear the gospel, too.
Going to all the world. Tanya, neighbor, brought up some things we're also going to be doing this year and by the end of this year. Generosity.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Christmas tree set up in our lobby of our church building with some tags on there that still can be taken for giving, getting gifts for some families in the community, and also for pregnancy resource center, right? Is that what it is? Yeah. So some gifts for that. That's right. So that those can be taken. They just need to be taken off the tree, gifts purchased, and then brought unwrapped with a gift receipt by the 17th.
Well, I was confused. The slide said
the 10th. It said the 10th.
But Tanya said the 17th.
I'm, gonna go with
so
Tanya
I'm going
then.
With Tanya.
Yeah, 17th. And then also, what were some of the other things that she... Oh, was there the ladies' Christmas party.
That's coming up, and they're going to do a diaper and wipe drive.
And hey, well, try it again. Go ahead and try it again, though.
No, I'm not going to try.
Are
the
they
joke.
No. Were they used or new? No.
It's not funny. It's not funny, Jason.
Yeah. So, and then for this next year, brought up some other events and things we're going to try doing and working on. So, yeah. But the whole night was it was a good night. I was very thankful for it. Blessed by it.
And if you're a covenant member and you missed it, we missed you.
Indeed.
And
yes.
We would encourage you to see if you can rearrange your schedule next year so that you can be with us. What'd you do all night, Eric?
Oh, I sliced pie.
Did you eat pie?
And talked with folk. Yes, I did have one and only one slice of pie.
Yeah, good job.
And maybe a little few crumbly bits that fell off here and there. But, yeah.
That's discipline.
That is discipline.
Yeah. No, I had a really great time Sunday night as well. It was encouraging worshiping together, talking to a bunch of folks. It was encouraging hearing testimonies of God's faithfulness.
Yeah.
And honestly, my favorite part was all of the work, the serving with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Can I take an aside on that for a minute?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You better.
I maybe everybody's a little different, but I think there are definitely some people like myself and my wife, we are this way. We really like serving alongside other folk. You just get to talk to people in a different kind of way or talk to different kinds of people when you're slicing pies and setting up chairs and tables. It's just different, and it's nice. There are people that I wouldn't naturally connect with otherwise that I got to Sunday night.
And you, as you said, you get to connect with people on just a different level when you're serving together. There's a fellowship. Sometimes people think a fellowship is just having fun together, but serving together can be some of the sweetest fellowship.
Amen.
Yeah, for sure.
And doling out ham, I'm telling you what, you don't connect with people
until you give them ham.
Yes, I give them ham. Sandy gives them turkey, and I give them ham.
Do you have anybody reject you on ham?
There are some definite people.
How'd you deal with
that? Some people that were definitely turkey only, and some who were definitely ham only.
Mm.
And then many who were turkey ham.
Did you take it personally when people
rejected? I did
not.
No.
Okay, good.
I asked for both.
I did too.
And Sandy thought I meant both white and
white
dark,
and dark
turkey. So I think I got three, which was awesome.
I asked somebody on ham if they wanted white or dark, and they looked at me funny. So I didn't. But, Eric, you mentioned the testimonies at the end. That's always my part of the program, to run around the room with a microphone. It's the way that the other elders make sure that this old guy gets his steps in, I think.
You're welcome.
Yes.
I actually did it last year.
Oh,
record.
Oh.
Did you?
No, it's always mine.
It's always Steve, until it's not.
Can somebody please fact check us and
yes.
email us at PRC
Pastors? We need proof.
Yeah. That's the only time that I've been allowed that privilege.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's always one of my, that's always, if not my favorite, it's right up there. Favorite part of the night is hearing people give testimony to the grace of God that has been evident in their lives, or that God has used other people to be gracious to them, or the church. And so
and
it's a sweet time.
By God's grace, miraculously, sometimes they give evidence of God's grace through the pastors even. That God has blessed them somehow
yes.
through us.
So that was the night of thanks, in case you missed it. And if you did miss it, we hope to see you again, see you back here next year. And if you were here, we hope to see you back again next year, too, so that we can have a great time of fellowship together. It's a sweet time.
Mm-hmm. But you don't have to wait till next year for us to see them again, right?
No,
we can
no,
see them Sunday.
No. Yes.
Okay.
Be a good sermon Sunday, I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, what does the schedule look like for the rest of the year as far as our worship gatherings? Because I hear that Christmas Eve is on a Sunday, so what are we doing? Are we doing
I think
Christmas Eve morning and Christmas Eve evening? Are we doing, what's happening? I need to know.
Well, my understanding is that we will have worship gatherings every Sunday in December
at
10
a.m. Yes, and on Christmas Eve it will be morning only.
At 10 a.m.
Not in the evening. And we won't have anything on Christmas Day.
Oh,
correct.
Since Christmas Eve is a Sunday.
Mm-hmm. So if we want to make plans on Christmas Eve with our family,
do it in the evening.
Yeah, just not the morning.
In the evening.
Oh. Yes.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, no, I want you to make plans with your family
on
the morning of Christmas Eve
to
join us
in
celebrating the Savior's birth.
And
December 24th.
Are we going to have Piney Kids on every Sunday
December? We have 5 Sundays in December.
Yeah.
And normally we do not have Piney Kids on the 5th Sunday.
However.
But in December, we won't have Piney Kids on Christmas Eve, and we will have Piney Kids on New Year's Eve, the 31st.
Aha.
So,
aren't you glad you asked?
I am glad.
Yeah. So the 3rd, the 10th, and the 17th,
mm-hmm.
Piney Kids.
Yeah.
24th,
no Piney Kids.
Ixnay on the Iny Pay Ids K. And then on the 31st, we'll have Piney Kids again.
That is as
very clear
as you could make it. Thank you.
Indeed.
Anything else that anybody has to add to this wonderful podcast?
I don't know.
Well, then, since this is being recorded on the 21st of November, no idea when it'll drop. But
Lord willing, this afternoon.
Lord willing, this afternoon. And if you listen to it before Thanksgiving, we wish you all a blessed and happy Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. encouraging you to be God-focused in your Thanksgiving. And we encourage you to enjoy the holiday season and to get an Advent devotional book and go through it with your family as we head into the Christmas season.
Indeed. And if you have questions about or want ideas for Advent,
see Eric.
Yes.
All right, that's a wrap. Talk to you next time.